I'm somewhat torn between good grief, that was a long year, and wait a minute, that was just March as I settled down to write this. The blog has continued to grow. As of the time of writing, there are 7,943 views from 4,075 unique visitors. 874 likes were recorded, and 7 comments. By far, the biggest draw is the main page for the new blog entries, while the rest of the traffic is split between old gaming write-ups, a clickbaity item I once wrote about almost but not quite having a polyamory tattoo, and a short story called Identity Crisis that I wrote back in 2017. Now, I'm not aiming to make a financial empire out of the site. There's links to merchandise too, but even that's just artistic odds and ends and nerdy support for my friends and family. So, while I'm sure there are bots and SEO experts champing at the bit to offer me advice on how to grow and monetize the blog, not really any interest in doing so. The statistical figures are of passing interest in a, that's cool kind of way, rather than the driver activity. If they were, I'd probably not enjoy writing the blog so much. That's not to say it doesn't sometimes feel like a job or a chore, but I see it as, good practice to keep in the habit of writing. Even if it isn't the rolling production of fiction that in my mind's eye I'd prefer to be doing. The real world, alas, distracts me far too often with maintaining the household, working the day job, and looking out for my loved ones. But on reflection, that's a good thing. It means I'm present for people, I'm keeping relatively active, and I'm looking after myself, and that last one still feels a bit of a radical concept. A lot has happened this year, including 3 months of boy S and the cub moving in while they relocated more locally. But there was also a promotion, a more active engagement with LGBTQ plus issues at work, and marching in Surrey's Pride Parade with colleagues and clients. I've built a team of managers who are passionate about outreach and engagement with local communities. I even sold a few t-shirts and started an erratically scheduled podcast. Editing of short stories and sharing those with a wider circle of people for feedback has occurred. And I've started to feel less guilty about not managing to achieve absolutely everything all at once, let alone the illusion of productivity born of being busy all the time. Hopefully, that'll help me manage my health better as the doctors continue to prod, poke, scan, and probe. Fingers crossed and all that. Well, that'll do for the year in review, I think. If you want more details, the blog is literally here to dive into. I'm going to go make a cuppa and have a light lunch now. See you soon.